What's going on, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the SEO Drew's Letter, your dedicated Alexa skill for the latest SEO news and digital marketing trends. I'm Drew Marlier, and this is the SEO Drew's Letter for the week. From search engine land, Google My Business agency dashboard launches. So a month ago, Google announced a new agency dashboard for Google My Business, and this week it officially launched. The new dashboard includes the following: manage all your locations under one account, send and receive invitations to manage listings and see the status of those invitations, location groups, new user groups that enable agencies to manage teams and control access, and a new quick search feature for finding accounts. If you want to register for the new agency dashboard, I have the link available on the transcript of this audio at drewmarlier.com. That's Drew, MARLIER.com. From Search Engine Journal, Yoast SEO plugin 7.0 bug causes ranking drops. So not great news for those using the Yoast SEO plugin, as there was a bug that caused ranking drops for sites. According to Yoast, the Yoast 7.0 upgrade that occurred on March 6, 2018, negatively affected rankings for sites. The change affected settings to the way image redirects are handled. According to the official announcement from Yoast, the bug did not affect everyone. However, if your rankings have dropped since March 6th, you may want to check your Yoast SEO media plugin settings. From Search Engine Roundtable and from Google, algorithm updates impact sites quickly. Technical changes take a while to impact a site. In a recent Google Webmaster Hangout, John Mueller addressed the difference between sites being impacted by technical changes and algorithm updates. Mueller explained that if a site sees a drop in a day or so in their Google rankings and others are complaining about a Google update, then that is probably related to a change on Google's end to their algorithm. If a site makes a site change or technical change, generally those changes take weeks to months to impact the site. From Google, two new Google post types. So Google announced this week that they have launched two different types of Google posts, product and offer posts. Offer posts are posts that provide promotional sales or offers from your business, and product posts are posts that emphasize a specific product your business sells. So local agencies and local businesses, go check those out. Other digital marketing tidbits from around the web: Google My Business reportedly removed anonymous reviews. Google Search Console may drop meta description report in the HTML improvements area. Google announced that changing title tag order should not impact SEO. And as a final reminder, Google will start to use mobile page speed as a ranking factor in July of this year. And that wraps up the SEO Drew's Letter for the week. If you've enjoyed this Alexa skill, please go ahead and leave a review. I'll be happy to give a shout out for any reviews that I get. Speaking of shout outs, huge shout out to our first 5-star review from Heather W. Glad you are enjoying and learning from the SEO Drew's Letter. Also, please visit drewmarlier.com. That's Drew, MARLIER.com for the official transcript of the SEO Drew's Letter, which will include all the links to the stories I've shared. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll Drew it again next week.